This is the catch up on Hit with Flick
and Tim. The big stuff globally as big news overnight of the world welcoming a new baby. A very, look, every baby is important. This is the thing. This is the funny thing. Every birth is special. But for some reason,
babies are more exciting than
some
others.
Some babies come with a whole big backstory and warrant a whole lot more attention.
So you're excited about a baby this morning. You're excited about
the royal baby. Yes.
What do we know about the... Now, I've got to be honest. Prince, I don't care that much about the royal baby.
Okay, well, I'll fill you in, even though you don't care. Prince William and his wife, Catherine? Yeah. Or Kate, as we know her, Will and Kate.
Oi, Catherine.
They've introduced their new son to the world. They did have a baby boy about 11 a.m. UK time. 8-pound baby, yet to be named, but they did, after the baby was born, they came out onto the street and presented the baby to people. And there was also a town crier, which makes that little, you know, waves
a
little bell.
Real?
It's so weird. It rings a bell to announce. Jeez. To announce that the baby's being born.
And how yells, is that still a job?
It's so weird. It's so ancient. But yeah, so a new baby boy, obviously siblings. It's the fifth family member for Kate and Will, and it's very exciting.
Well, that's exciting for those guys. I reckon there's a bigger baby that's just hit the scene, though. I don't know if you've seen this on Instagram, receiving a massive 5,090,000 likes in the last 3 hours alone. Flick, The Rock has jumped onto Instagram and he has shown a photo of him with this tiny, beautiful little baby girl.
Anything compared to The Rock would seem minuscule.
Yeah, actually, this baby could be an adult-sized baby. I wouldn't even know. He said, blessed and proud to bring another strong girl into the world. Aww. Tiana Gia Johnson came into this world like a force of nature.
Wow.
Yeah.
So The Rock had a baby around the same time.
The Rock has had a baby.
Kate
literally,
and Will.
This went up 3 hours ago. So this has just happened.
That's a fresh baby.
So yeah, I think The Rock's baby is more exciting. I like The Rock's baby more.
I'm not one to make babies compete, but I genuinely believe.
I think that would be illegal if you had some type of baby Olympics.
Someone would stamp it out, hopefully. But I think that Kate and Will's little prince, because that is what he is, and he's also, what's funny about him is he's also he's closer in line to the throne than Harry still.
Oh, Jesus, poor Harry.
But I think that baby is genuinely
more exciting than
The Rock's little... Look, Tiana's gorgeous. I'm not objecting to that baby, but...
Yeah, she's so beautiful. I reckon we should put it out there. 13, 12, 16.
It's been a while since we've had a baby off.
Let's have a baby off. 13, 12, 16, which baby do you like? Do you prefer, do you care about The Rock's baby or do you care about the royal baby?
Kate and Will's baby.
So let's settle this the old fashioned way.
I mean, The Rock's baby's
with
name.
With callers.
Kate and Will doesn't have a name yet, but 13, 12, 16, which baby do you like?
Well, I'm a little bit torn, actually.
Fair enough.
It's so are we. That's why we ask people.
But I feel for the new royal baby because there's not as much hype about this one as there was about the first two.
Oh, that's true. It's the third sibling. It's the youngest child. And as someone who is the third child, I got a raw deal in life. So I think that I definitely feel for the royal baby in that way.
So what are you saying? Are you saying that because of that, you're giving a sympathy vote to the royal baby? Or are you saying you don't care as much?
No, I think I want to go with the royal baby.
Royal baby.
There you go. All royal right. baby. Congratulations,
well
royal
done.
Baby.
Thanks, Deb. Thanks for weighing in on this very important topic. Which baby do you like more, the royal baby or the Rock's baby?
Yeah, Megan's on the line. Megan, which baby do you like?
Well, I'm going for Tiana because I think the royal baby's not going to want for anything.
This is true.
Tiana, well, she's going to be a strong woman and I'm surprised I didn't call her Pebble.
Pebble.
That's too good. Megan's doing the jokes now. We're going to lose our job on Hit 91.9.
Talk on Hit. We have the technology.
Chatting with Alex Selios from The Big Smoke about all things tech. And Alex, huge thing in today is people using their phones while they're driving. And apparently technology is going to catch up to this. What's going on?
Yeah, so it's one thing for a police officer to catch you on your phone and pull you over, but it's a whole different ball game when high-tech cameras are being used to be able to detect whether or not you're on your phone up to a kilometre away and then issue you a fine without you even knowing.
Wow. How could something detect something like that from over a kilometre away?
I can detect because their head's looking at their crotch, and that means that they're not looking at the road.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But how, what's the camera going to be looking for?
No, the camera's actually looking for the activity of the phone screen.
No way.
And they can actually see that with these particular high-tech cameras. In fact, in America, there is even a technology that some police use, which is where they connect the device to your phone and they can tell whether or not you've done any activity on it in the last 30 seconds or minute.
Whoa.
So you know how sometimes people say, oh, the police, and then they throw their phone to the ground of the car.
It's always on the ground. That's where I keep it when I drive.
Yeah, of course. And but they can actually tell. So even if you don't have any phones or phone calls or text messages that are evident, they can say, oh, well, actually, you were opening that app.
Oh,
that's amazing.
That's good.
Yeah.
And so, is this going to be coming to Australia? Where's this at right now?
So it's already being rolled out, and it's very soon in New South Wales. It was trialled in Melbourne. And it did quite well in Melbourne. So basically what happened was they did the trial and they detected 272 drivers, which was 7.1% of the drivers, illegally using their phone during a five-hour test period across one of the lanes on the Eastern Freeway. So this is all part of the new the government's road safety plan for 2021, and they're looking to, you know, try to decrease the road toll by at least 30% by 2021.
Could you imagine the bounty of demerit points that this little camera would get? It would get the biggest pat on the back by the Victoria Police. That's phenomenal. We could be seeing it in Oz, so another timely reminder, don't text and drive. Many people have multiple emails. It's like having, you know, different personalities.
Different identities.
Yeah, you got your work identity and then you got your personal identity.
Yeah, and then you've got your, like, old year seven, like...
Dead. Okay. We don't mention the Hotmail, all right?
It's so funny.
Oh, it's not good.
Even say what mine was.
Neither. They're just so embarrassing. But I've got the perfect duo right now, my work email and my personal email.
Okay.
I've stuffed up.
What have you done?
Because when I went away, I'm cautious of things. I'm always scared of the internet. It's always good to tread with care.
You're a cautious person in general.
So if I think something's a bit risky, I put my work emails down.
Because we've got a whole tech IT team. We don't have an IT team in our private lives.
I don't even know what a virus scandal is anymore. Like, I don't know if Trojan still exists. But work.
Is Trojan a good guy or a bad guy? Because they hid the little army guys inside the Trojan horse.
It was a nice, pleasant thing to get.
But then they killed everyone.
I'm so confused. It's an email, right? So I always put down the work email when it's risky. But recently I started to be fast and loose with my personal email address. Okay. And it's fallen into the wrong hands because over the weekend, we're talking for the 21st of April to the 23rd of April, so a short space, I've received about 60 emails.
Oh, my God. Who from?
From me, a lot of them. So a lot of them, they say that you've sent this thing. It's very confusing, but with many different subjects. Some of them have emojis.
Wait, they're coming from you?
I don't know where they're coming from. One's from Jeanette, actually. One's from Jeanette. It says, I checked out your Facebook profile. I liked you so much that I saved you as a... I'm not opening it. I don't know what the rest of that says.
Okay, no, but what are these ones that are coming from you?
Well, this one says me. It says me, right? Mm-hmm. And it says, Bible passage stuns medical community. And then it contacts me from me. Is that me in the future contacting me about this?
No, I think that means that your email has been hacked and you're probably sending this to everybody
your
contact list.
Are you kidding?
You need to change your email password.
Oh, no.
I love it. I'm so glad you brought this up.
Oh, no.
And I'm also so glad that your private email address doesn't know my private email address.
Because
you are probably flooding everybody that you know right now.
I shouldn't have voted who's hotter, Sasha or Clara. Is that... But they wanted me to tell them. And I want to know the most effective way to make money with Bitcoin.
I do want to know the most effective way to make money with Bitcoin.
Wow, I've definitely lost whatever money I've made, though, because you're right. I think I've been hacked.
You've been hacked.
Okay, I better go change that. Okay. Hit 91.9.
Useful chat.
Yep. Tomorrow is Anzac Day, and so many Central Victorians get behind it, a day to take stock of those that have participated across many wars and, of course, in service across Australia. And if you want to get involved... There's always the question, what time do I get up? When
where do I go?
Where do What's I happening? Go? What's happening? How do I participate in Anzac Day services?
To fill us in, Peter Swandale, the president of the Bendigo RSL, joins us right now in the studio. Good morning, Peter. Thanks so much for coming by.
Good morning. Thank you for invitation?
Well, it's going to be a very busy 24, 48 hours for you, I imagine, because Anzac Day is huge on the Bendigo calendar. What is happening tomorrow?
Tomorrow morning, we have the dawn service that the veterans will start off marching at 5:50. They'll march down to the cenotaph, and at 6 o'clock we start the dawn service.
Now, forgive me, the cenotaph is, of course, the big dome structure just on the edge of Rosie Park near Myers Place, correct?
No, that's the one near the fountain.
Oh,
so, yes. Yep.
Okay.
So right next door to the fountain.
There you go. See, I don't know these terms. Forgive me, I'm learning.
Yeah, we're all learning.
So that's where it kicks off early tomorrow morning. And if you want to be a spectator, what's your suggestion? How do you get into town? What time should you be there?
Well, there will be some road closures, so you just need to be mindful of, particularly around the fountain. So if you can come, you know, arrive around about 5:45, move forward. Try and get a park, as again the road closures will control that.
Yeah.
But there should be plenty of parking around that, and ready to go for the marching at 5:50.
You've come in and you're wearing your medals. They look incredible. Can you tell us a bit about your military experience?
Yeah, certainly. I've served my country for 34 years, 27 years full time, and 7 years part time. So I've been fortunate enough to go overseas. I've done Bougainville, East Timor, and Iraq operations.
Wow, that's a really long career. And you've got this new role as well with the Bendigo District RSL. It's pretty exciting. Congratulations.
Thank you very much. And yes, very, very exciting. Cliff has stepped down, and I've got big shoes to fill. So, but I'll try my best.
Oh, you'll do great. You'll do fantastically.
So, for somebody who has lived basically a whole life in the military, what does Anzac Day mean to you, just like on a personal level?
Anzac Day to me is all about remembrance. That's very important to stop and to remember over 103,000 soldiers and airmen and Navy personnel have passed since World War One, and I think it's important for us, both myself and the community, to stop and remember those. Mm-hmm. 60,000 Australians in World War One didn't come home. There's no known grave. For us, as a community, stop, pause, and remember.
Absolutely. Mm. Whatever your opinion is of war and involvement in wars, it is a chance to take stock of the history of this country and the history of Central Victorians that, as you said, didn't return home. So tomorrow, Anzac Day, make sure you get involved and talk to those that have served, or family members of those that have served, tomorrow on Anzac Day across Central Victoria. Thanks so much for coming in, Peter.
Thank you very much for your
book. Hit 91.9. I've just got back from a trip overseas. It was a lot of fun. And I've got a couple of stories. Like you know, I saw a lot of plays and went to a lot of bars and ate a lot of street food.
My favourite thing about the street food, or about the food in general, is the amount of times I've heard you mention how long you were on a plane for.
Yeah.
And how that has made your ankles swell.
Yeah, but they've gone down, so it was just the ankle swelling.
Literally anyone that would listen to Flick was like, oh man, I was on the plane for 23 hours and it's made me feel so swollen. It couldn't have possibly been the American food.
You need to pipe down. Anyway, so I had a lot of hot dogs. Get over it. But I also had a lot of fun stories. And this one is a near story. So I saw a fantastic show called Angels in America. It's a fantastic production.
Oh, cool.
Across two nights. On Broadway with Nathan Lane and Andrew Garfield. Phenomenal. Loved it.
Andrew Garfield, Spider-Man.
Spidey boy, yeah. It was great. But the
best
part...
Does he have the powers in the play?
No.
Does he still have the powers?
No.
Different powers. Okay, different situation.
I look up the play before you start talking. Anyway, it's a fantastic show. But the best part, the show was great. Like that, the show was my favourite bit. But an awesome part was my near run-in with celebrity. I was lining up to go to the bathroom. Which, during one of the intervals. So it's a real mad rush, right? And I was standing there in line, and I looked over at the bar, and there he is.
Who?
David Duchovny.
Ooh.
From the X-Files.
X-Files is there.
Yes.
David Duchovny.
He was
Californication
standing.
As
yes.
well.
Now, here's the thing.
What's he doing at the bar?
Getting a drink.
Yeah, I know. I just want to envisage it. Of course he is. I just can't believe that you and David Duchovny are standing
the same
in the
place,
same
but this is a phenomenal
area.
Show. Nathan Lane, you know, it's going to be huge. Yeah. So I was in line, and I was very close to the front of the line of the toilet.
And what
if
did you
I
do?
Walked away, and tried to shake hands with David Duchovny, I would lose my place in this toilet queue. I stayed in line for the bathroom because I really had to go, so I missed out. I had a near miss of approaching awkwardly David Duchovny and meeting him. It's a near celebrity run-in.
Yeah, you had a real dilemma there. P or Duchovny?
It's a classic tale.
It's a classic tale.
It's a tale as old as time. So 13, 12, 16, that's my near run-in. That's my celeb story that I will carry to the grave because it's as good as it gets for poor Flick. 13, 12, 16, what's your nearly met a celebrity story?
Yeah, there's got to be a lot out there.
The worse the better. Like, the less... The distance that was between you and the celebrity, the more of it, the better, because I love these stories. Okay. I live for these stories.
Great. 13, 12, 16, did you nearly meet a celebrity?
How easy.